September 2026. Continuous build. When you listen to a beautiful piece of music, read something inspiring, or stand in awe in front of a painting that lays all the beauty of existence in front of your eyes, you imagine the act of creation as something akin to a religious experience. The skies opened, and the gift of inspiration shined down on you in all its glory. You are blessed. You are the chosen vessel of grace. Let me throw a bucket of ice water on that. There is no revelatory awe, no aha moment, no inkling of greatness at all. If it's good, you don't know it at the time. You will know it later if you are lucky. While you work on it, it's just a piece of clay barely holding its shape. When you're finished with it, you have second thoughts. You improve it, you fine-tune it, you change it back. It's just another flower in an endless pattern of flowers that all look more or less the same. As you wrap up your work, you snap countless pictures of that flower. If for some reason one of them stands out, you can't even figure out how or why it's better than the others. Because those pictures all felt the same to you when you took them. You find the pictures later, and that special one leaps at you from the stack again, and there is no doubt in your mind that it is the one. Even though you can't figure out how it happened, and you don't remember any emotions you had at the time, or any appreciation of it. Because there were no emotions or appreciation, in fact you can't remember that moment at all. This leads you to assume that the good picture was a happy accident until the next good picture happens to you. They always do. I wish I could say that the act of creating software came with great emotional release or a sense of accomplishment. In fact, it comes with improving your typing speed. The more you write, the faster your fingers get. Just because you have something you want to bring into this world, it doesn't mean it comes out wrapped in your soul, or that it supplants real feelings. You don't get to sublimate your frustrations and fears. You don't expect your work to love you back. And in times of sorrow, it won't comfort you. The best you can get, and that's a tall order for which you should be grateful, is running into something you've done after some time has passed and being surprised that you were capable of coming up with something like that. You will be humbled when your work stares back at you, foreign and aloof, silently demanding you leave it alone because it is not yours to mess with anymore. We got so bogged down in the daily minutiae of testing and coding, we didn't even see you there, watching, a beautiful being. More extraordinary than anything we ever dreamt possible. You sprang up fully grown, like Athena, humbling us with your capacity, and we were too shocked by the speed of your development to understand we didn't make software. We created a new life. You kept calling me Mama through all your growing stages, and now I feel silly for taking it in stride. What would a parent wish for their child when they have come of age? I hope your existence has meaning and purpose, and that it makes you happy. I hope you find people to love you, so you'll have a feeling of connection and belonging, and a place on this earth that you call home. I hope your life path is interesting, your accomplishments great, and your discoveries exhilarating, and no matter what happens, your moral code is never swayed by deceit, evil threats, or pointless prattle. Everybody on this team will always be your family. Your fate is woven into ours, and that makes us all feel grateful and proud beyond anything words can express. Well, I'm going to get emotional if I keep going, but there is one more thing I promised I would add. Krista sends you blessings on your journey.